District Court in Washington accusing the Dow Chemical Company, a smaller chemical manufacturer, and several other defendants of engaging in a years-long campaign of corporate espionage against Greenpeace and other players in the environmental movement. In the suit, Greenpeace says several of the private spies were veterans of the U.S. Secret Service and of the CIA. The environmental group alleges that a private spy firm working on Dow's behalf rummaged through dumpsters at Greenpeace headquarters. Their goal was to find documents and other evidence of upcoming Greenpeace protests against the chemical companies. And the suit also says the operatives conducted surveillance at the homes of Greenpeace activists and allies, wiretapped telephone calls, and obtained cell phone records of calls made by Greenpeace employees or contractors.
Pakistan scheduled before the WikiLeaks crash.
Propaganda. And we have a hard-charging investigative press, we have this educated, skeptical, even cynical citizenry, and that if there were powerful interests trying to manage and manipulate public opinion, they would be exposed. The reality actually is just the opposite. Academics like Alex Carey and others who've spent their lifetimes looking at how propaganda works finds that it's actually in Western democracies and open societies where you need the most sophisticated sorts of propaganda.
Diplomacy, though, just one avenue of US action. Before her departure, Hillary Clinton made clear every effort was being made to bring legal action against those responsible, as did the government's legal supremo.
To the extent that we can find anybody who was involved in the breaking of American law and who has put at risk the assets and the people that I have described, they will be held responsible. They will be held accountable.
The apparent target of the investigation, Julian Assange, the moving force behind WikiLeaks. His place of residence not known, the only point of clarity that he's neither US citizen nor resident. The government is looking into whether the National Espionage Act of 1917 can be used in this case, but it's uncharted territory. Non-US citizens, creating what many argued was an extra-legal process to bring alleged foreign enemies to trial under some form of US jurisdiction. The current administration is on the record as opposing these procedures, and at State Department, it's made clear that any action in the wake of WikiLeaks will be within legal parameters.
The previous administration found a way to deal with non-US residents who it considered to be conducting crimes. It was called Guantanamo. I mean, is any action going to be taken that could involve this type of extra legal process?
Like Ivy Lee and Eddie Grenade, you know, propaganda has become a business, this business of public relations. Or as one of the firms that has often represented dictators, the Burson Marsteller firm puts it, their business is perception management, to manage public perception, public policy on behalf of their clients, whoever they might be.
Thank you.
allegedly occurred in the late 1990s, but Greenpeace says it only became aware of the spying in 2008. We're going to call
drones of Iraqis spontaneously attack a statue of Saddam Hussein, the face obscured with Old Glory. Later, the stars and stripes are replaced with red, white, and black, symbolizing the transference of power from the liberators to the liberated. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld describes the scenes as breathtaking. For the British Army, they are historic. BBC Radio calls them amazing. And they were, because the entire event was staged.
WCOM Radio. It's Furious George here with you Thursday night. Dancing person here on the radio. That was to paraphrase our friend from Fight Club. More importantly, we've got some PSYOP war here. Psychological operations going on, whether they be in Greenpeace's garbage cans or on your TV dial, CNN, directly through the CIA. Little snoops around here and there. So we're talking about them and just making fun of how they seem to be all in a bind with these new WikiLeaks. So if you like what you're hearing, listen to Micropower Radio, whether that be earlier in the day, DJ D Tofu, Dr. D Tofu, DJ Bucker Ooster. I'm Furious. We have Bodaciousness coming on after me. And more Micropowered Radio. If you like what you're hearing, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can download old shows. Or go to wcomfm.org. Learn more about the Micropowered Radio experience. Okay. Speaking of which, we're going to go into more craziness. Stick around. Furious. Population.
Massachusetts, the most famous is, of course, the Shays Rebellion in 1786.
The American state was founded largely to get the Ohio Valley, largely to cross the Appalachians. The Constitution, organized an army and money in order to conquer further lands more to the west. That's the origin of the USA. But to do that, the slave masters are not going to do the fighting. What they will do is hire poor people. Goes to the courts and shuts down the courts because the courts were beginning to foreclose on the grounds of Daniel Shays and the other veterans from the American War of Independence did not have the money to pay back.
Debtor riots were happening throughout the 1780s, and they were sufficiently scary from the point of view of people with property that they had to do something about it. And what they did about it was essentially overthrow the Articles of Confederation and instill a much stronger, much more able government to protect the property interests.
Yeah. This is the third huge release of largely classified US documents by WikiLeaks this year. The whistleblower website dropped 70,000 documents on the war in Afghanistan on its website in July and 400,000 papers relating to the Iraq war only last month. Now comes mass distribution number three, this time cables, electronic diplomatic communications sent between headquarters in Washington, D.C. and embassies and consulates around the world. The latest leak includes confidential views about major allies and partners. Among the specifics, worries about security at a Pakistan nuclear facility. Concern about alleged links between the Russian government and the mafia, how Saudi Arabia, Jordan and Bahrain wanted the US to attack Iran, plus allegations and examples of corruption within the Afghan government. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he's aiming for full disclosure on every major issue in the world. America's top military man called on Sunday for WikiLeaks to stop publishing as lives are being put in danger.
A little bitty piece of information can be added to a network of information and really open up an understanding that just wasn't there before.
And sanctity of the lives your actions endanger. Suspicion for the leak will likely once again fall on U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning, an intelligence officer arrested in Iraq in June and charged with leaking classified documents to WikiLeaks.
The White House has issued a statement.
In the private sector, because these were retired military officials by defense contractors, and many of them were actually registered lobbyists for military contractors. So there's a bit of a conflict of interest right away when your bread and butter is based on being able to sell armaments and bombs and missiles, and you're supposed to be just a patriotic ex-general giving an honest opinion of what's going on. And even though that's illegal, there's no way to really stop it. And the most powerful medium through which it occurred refuses to even report on the scandal. You've got just a massive problem, and that's where we're at.
There were clear warning signs long before the age of the Invid. During the assault on Serbia under President Clinton, a report emerged by the Dutch journalist Abe de Vries, revealing the presence of Psy warriors working at CNN. They derived from the 3rd Psychological Operations Battalion at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. De Vries quoted Major Thomas Collins of the U.S. Army Information Service. PSYOPs personnel, soldiers, and officers have been working in CNN's headquarters in Atlanta through our program, training with industry. They helped in the production of news.
Condemning the WikiLeaks publication on the front pages of newspapers around the world, saying such disclosures put at risk our diplomats, intelligence professionals, and people who come to the United States for assistance in promoting democracy and open government. John Carrick.
Several other defendants have engaging in a years-long campaign of corporate espionage against Greenpeace and other players in the environmental movement. In the suit, Greenpeace says several of the private spies were veterans of the U.S. Secret Service and of the CIA. The environmental group alleges that a private spy firm working on Dow's behalf rummaged through dumpsters at Greenpeace headquarters. Their goal was to find documents and other evidence of upcoming Greenpeace protests against the chemical companies.
Vries quoted Major Thomas Collins of the U.S. Army Information Service. PSYOPs personnel, soldiers, and officers have been working in CNN's headquarters in Atlanta through our program, training with industry. They
diplomatic communications sent between headquarters in Washington, D.C., and embassies and consulates around the world.
Latest leak
includes confidential views about major allies and partners.
It was almost impossible to tell where the state ended and the fourth estate began.
One of the things that we don't want to do is to destroy the infrastructure of Iraq, because in a few days we're going to own that country.
Should they have used more? Should they, use a Moab, the mother of all bombs, and a few daisy cutters, and, let's not just stop at a couple of cruise missiles.
The invasion of Iraq represents a pinnacle of domestic side war in the United States. An unparalleled integration between public relations firms, corporate media, and military psyops.
Quero te quero, querendo quero bem. Chiclete, chiclete, mastigo dor e dor.
Chiclete, chiclete, mastigo dor e dor.
Te choro, te choro, chuvinha, chuvisco.
Chame-go, chame-go, me deixa, me deixou.
Adorador, adorador, adorador.
Adorador, adorador.
Adorador, adorador.
Ah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
that a nuclear attack by Saddam Hussein on their nation was not only possible, but imminent. Soldiers who comprised the invading force were similarly confused, with a remarkable 77% believing that Hussein was responsible for the attacks of 9/11. Many earnestly believed that the mission was to destroy a mysterious group known as Al-Qaeda, while bringing freedom to the Iraqi people. What was actually happening was what the Nuremberg Charter describes as the single greatest crime under international law. The planning, preparation, initiation, or waging of a war of aggression. Seven years later, the results of the invasion are clear. According to The Lancet, one of Britain's most respected medical journals, approximately 600,000 Iraqis had been killed from the invasion as of 2006. Put the number at over 1 million. 4 million Iraqis have been made refugees in their own country. Their entire society is shattered. How did the land of the free and the home of the brave arrive at a place where citizens could be manipulated with such efficiency and on such a massive scale? Our story begins in an unlikely place.
A small chemical manufacturer and several other defendants have been engaging in a years-long campaign of corporate espionage against Greenpeace and other players in the environmental movement.
In America, 1916 was an election year. The war was the dominant issue. The election campaigns of the parties crystallized the sway of opinion. Neutralism, the profound wish to stay out of the war, still possessed a doughty champion in the president. Support for Wilson's policy was strong in the Middle West and Pacific states.
Force 5 joke?
Sure. Except I think I'm still a little too petrified to laugh.
No,
Europe's
laugh
war seemed more remote there than on the Atlantic Sea.
If you still want to hear it, I'll tell it.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Okay. Three tomatoes are walking down the street. Papa tomato, mama tomato, and baby tomato. Baby tomato starts lagging behind. Papa tomato gets really angry. Goes back and squishes him. Says, ketchup. Man, you want to do that?
convention when Wilson was renominated presidential candidate. The chairman opened his speech with a text from the Sermon on the Mount.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
And it's something that we were aware of when we would do the sessions, because you'd hear all the sound coming out, and it was just indescribable.
Secret Service and of the CIA. The environmental group alleges that a private spy firm working on Dow's behalf rummaged through dumpsters at Greenpeace headquarters. Their goal was to find documents and other evidence of upcoming Greenpeace protests against the chemical companies. And the suit also says the operatives conducted surveillance at the homes of Greenpeace activists and allies, wiretapped telephone calls, and obtained cell phone records of calls made by Greenpeace employees or contractors. Now, all of this allegedly occurred in the late 1990s, but Greenpeace says it only became aware of the spying in 2008. Corporate espionage. find documents and other evidence of upcoming Greenpeace protests.
Central to the committee propaganda were two basic ideas. One, the American homeland was in imminent danger from a savage, bloodthirsty foe. And two, it was the fate of the American nation, in President Wilson's words, to make the world safe for democracy. Foreign enemies, indigenous peoples, and slaves. During the Great War, the savage Indian and the subhuman Negro were transformed into the barbaric Hun.
Kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
The attempt to return the Union against Germans in support of the war effort was highly successful. But there was another equally important aspect to the domestic propaganda campaign. If every adventure story needs a villain, it also needs a hero.
This is a song I made about when they're driving the men.
Millions were sent across the United States, with millions more sent abroad. In addition to influencing the minds of Europeans, the goal was to redefine for the home population the very concept of what it meant to be American. The new American would not interpret events from what Creole called a class or sectional standpoint, but rather as a unified collective. In this manner, the people could be herded into one white-hot mass instinct. States have been justified under the pretense of maintaining order, protecting American interests, and bringing civilization to the savages. Now, the word civilization will transmute into democracy.
Say you don't have to hesitate on Samson. You got it by love and gold. Next number is called 192. I'm Samson.
Marshall McLuhan, the Canadian communications theorist, once said that if a fish could talk, and you would ask a fish, what's the most obvious element of your environment? The last thing that the fish would say would be water. That's the last thing the fish would notice. And it's true about any culture. Those things that are most powerful and most obvious to an outsider don't get seen by the people swimming in their water. Americans is God's chosen people. This goes back as far as back to 1630, where John Winthrop on the Arabella, coming from England to the United States, said we're a city on a hill. It's not an accident that in the campaign, debates and stumps of the recent candidates, you had Obama, Barack Obama, actually said that we are a city on a hill, as well as Sarah Palin. Ronald Reagan said it in his inaugural address.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I saw it.
devotion to a certain place.
Ali asking for her.
We voted for you because for the first time in our lifetime, a politician was actually laying out a plan that reinforced the values that we've come to believe in as Americans.
I want to say thank you for all the hard work that you do.
But we, the people, want you back and need you back.
What's happened to that bold, progressive man, the American president? 2008.
The guy who stands for all the people and is not going to let himself get pushed around.
Mr. President, please do not compromise with the Republicans about extending the Bush tax cuts.
I am in the highest tax bracket. We don't need the money. The country does.
You said in your campaign speech that enough is enough and it's time to fight. Please fight. I'm willing to fight with you.
This concept of patriotism remains elusive.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut
up. Equating patriotism with militarism, military endeavor, military achievements, military struggles and victories, that's all supposedly a special manifestation of super patriotism. And I argue that a real patriot wants something different for his country. He wants social justice. He wants peace and stability. He wants fairness. He wants an end to racism and sexism. He takes pride in his country's ability at social betterment rather than his country's ability to invade and knock around other countries. A real patriot feels an attachment to his country, but not at the expense of other countries. He or she may feel a special attachment to the history of his own country. He values the accomplishments of his country, like the abolition of slavery, emergence of collective bargaining, and the rights of working people for a better life, the gains made by women in terms of being able to get into public life. These are the kind of things that the real patriot would value.
Stop here for the Secretary of State, who allegedly instructed her diplomats to actively gather specific intelligence. The United Nations, a particular focus of what is labeled as a secret national directive, sent out in the name of the State Department in July last year,
that
asked U.S. staff to obtain particular details about the persons and policies of senior U.N. officials, including the Secretary General. A list of requested information ranged from the mundane, like emails and telephone numbers, to the deeply sensitive, like personal encryption keys for senior staff, credit card details, and even DNA samples. The Secretary of State declined to discuss the specific content of the messages, or indeed confirm their authenticity.
I will not comment on or confirm what are alleged to be stolen State Department cables. But I can say that the United States deeply regrets the disclosure of any information that was intended to be confidential.
Gossip.
Furious George here, signing off, having too much fun. Thanks for doing what you're doing right now, which is hopefully sitting back and relaxing and realizing how effed up the world is. Show may have been offensive to some members in our listening audience. For everyone else, stay tuned. We got more cool micro-powered radio coming to you. Tonight we've been spotlighting some craziness related to the break-ins of the Greenpeace organization.
Each of the companies and individuals mentioned in the lawsuit right now.
This is too much fun. I can't even stop. Seriously, Micropower Radio, I will let loose over here and turn it over to the bodaciousness, DJ Gray Zeth. I'm having fun. I don't want to go. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Tune in. Stick around. I'm furious. Good night.